Hello and welcome to Pugsley Crew Reviews, a podcast that talks about all manner of films. And this week we have a returning guest, Kerr 9000.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Kerr? I hope you've been well.
Yeah, I've been well. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad. Just been playing games. Have you played any of Pal World?
No, I've seen people talk about it and it basically being Pokemon with guns. And yep. Some people loving it and others basically having a paddy that, you know, it's infringing on the Nintendo's sort of turf.
I think if Nintendo have a problem with it, Nintendo can deal with it themselves. I don't, you know.
Yeah, Nintendo have never been shy about going the legal route. So if they
exactly
have a major issue, I think they'd be all over it by now anyway.
Yeah. Well, I played a little bit of it so far. I have no guns. I have a bow and arrow. And that's about it. And none of my pals have any guns either, which is disappointing. Speaking
that
of guns,
the only thing people are talking about is it looking like Pokemon and there being guns in it.
Yeah, to be fair, it's kind of like gameplay wise, it's kind of like a mixture of like Ark, Survival Evolved, and Pokemon. It's just like a mixture of those two games. It's like a survival game where you also capture monsters, and like, yeah, some of the monsters that I've seen are pretty much edited versions of Pokemon, but at the same time, you know, it's all right. It's not amazing, don't get me wrong, but it is all right. It's worth having a look at.
Yeah, cool.
So today's film is from 1987. It was directed by Paul Verhoeven. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, sounds right.
And it's RoboCop. And, you know, like I said, all manner of films. We don't just watch shit films. We watch good films as well. We'll watch anything, whether it's good or bad. And for me, RoboCop is in the good camp.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's really fucking good. So, have you seen this film before?
There's quite a few films by this director I'm a big fan of.
All right, yeah. Starship Troopers?
Yep, love it. Total Recall.
Well, the original was done by him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the director on that, and him and Schwarzenegger together is a good pairing. And Hollow Man.
I can't remember. I think I've seen Hollow Man, but I've only seen it once, and I can't really remember it.
Kevin Bacon, and it's basically like a remake of The Invisible Man.
Yeah. 90s film, I think, isn't it?
I think it's just 2000. I think the first year of 2000.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So you've seen this film before then, I take it?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. I think the first time was when I was a kid.
But it's 18. How was you able to watch it as a child?
Yes, I think my parents didn't really care about violence as long as there wasn't a lot of nudity in it. Shooting stuff in half was, you know, okay.
Shooting stuff in half.
Which, brilliant. This film's got to go down as having like the most brutal execution scene possible.
Yeah. It has got a pretty brutal shit going on in there. Well, for those who are unaware, RoboCop is a good film and you should watch it. But no, seriously, like it starts off with news reports, it does. Talking about, you know, shit that's going on in the world and everything is shit. Basically, loads of bad shit going on. So pretty much like now. Pretty much like it is anyway. But one of the things I loved instantly was like they're telling the news. Fair enough, it's the news. But then there's adverts during the news to get like a bet heart instead of a real heart, having a fake heart. And that kind of thing. And it's like, adverts during news reports? What's all that about?
Oh, but the adverts are brilliant. I think they really do add a sense of humour to this film. Especially seeing as there's one where, like, kids are playing a war game which has, like, mini nuclear bombs on it or something.
Yeah. Called Nukem.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like a family playing a game of Nukem. It's like, right, that's it. Your peace treaty is over. Boom. Something like that. It's great. But
no, they do add some fun to the film, the adverts. Like that guy, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, that's great. See him quite often, like, seems to be his catchphrase, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just some craziness on top of what could be quite a dark film in other ways.
Yeah, but he seems to do a satire quite well. It's like,
oh, definitely.
Down in there, nice and subtly, but not at the same time. Like Ed 209, when he first turns up and he comes in and he's like, you have 30 seconds to comply. And then he starts shooting the guy because even though he does comply, there's a glitch of some sort. And the fucking amount that he shoots the guy. And then like, get an ambulance. It's like, I don't think a fucking ambulance is going to be...
Nah.
Got more holes in swish, jeez.
Couple of mops and buckets would probably be better than an ambulance.
Exactly. Pure brutalized. Just fucking shot the fuck. But I was looking at something and it was saying that that scene, or when it was televised, was shortened.
Yeah.
So because it was so, it was cut down, that scene's probably more in the film, but that scene was cut down because it was so brutal. But it was, I think the reason why it was so long, it was meant to be like, you know, you get over the shock and it becomes a little bit silly and funny.
Yeah.
And because it was cut down, then it was just, you don't really get over the shock of the guy getting brutally murdered. You just see a guy get brutally murdered. And that's the takeaway then. But I thought that was great.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I haven't watched it for a few years now because I've seen it several times myself. But obviously, Paul Weller shows up as Officer Murphy, and I didn't realize just how little he was in the film as like an actual not RoboCop. He's there for like a couple of scenes before he gets brutally executed. He has his hand blown off, his arm blown, the rest of his arm blown off. He gets shot about 50 fucking times with the shotguns, and then he gets shot through the head.
You know, that's supposed to be like an allegory for the crucifixion of Jesus. That's why he gets shot through the center of his hand and shot through the head, supposed to be like the crown of thorns. And But yeah, you can't die in a film much more brutally than he does, unless you're the Ed 209 guy.
The what guy?
The guy that Ed 209 wastes.
Oh, the Ed 209 guy. Yeah, my brain is not working properly.
There's those two, and then the guy being acidified and then hit by a car or van.
Yeah, that was great. I love that. I did laugh. Just like... paste, well, not even paste, it was just like liquid, proper liquefied across the car at the end.
Most films would do well to have one death that extreme in. To say this film has all three of those in one film, whoa.
Yeah. Obviously, like, Murphy is like, hey, I'm a good cop, I'm gonna kick ass, and you're a slam. That kind of thing. Yeah, my voice is awful, I know, who cares? And like, even when he's being fucking threatened by a big group of people, he kind of does stand up for himself a little and like tells the guy he's scum.
Yeah.
And then they brutally murder him. But then I like the sequence where they're... because obviously, I think it would have been... done differently by some. I think it would have been shown as him being made instead of it just being like from his perspective. You see like little bits happening at a time where he's like coming on and offline.
Yeah.
And I think other things may have done it differently, where like you see him being constructed in some way or shape or form, which obviously would be interesting, but I think the route they went is a good thing. I don't know if there was any it was the director's decision or if it was written like that, but I think that was cool.
Puts you in his shoes, doesn't it? What it would be like to be suddenly being changed.
Yeah. But I was... the first night, obviously, RoboCop goes out into the streets and starts shooting people. He's like, he doesn't have much of a problem just taking people out. And like the one guy... He shoots him right in the dick, man. And that looks fucking brutal. Through the girl's dress, right into his dick. And there's a YouTube video I saw I don't know if it was YouTube, it was on something where that scene was played out but differently, where like I'm sure he shoots a guy in the dick and then another person comes along with his dick flapping about and he shoots him in the dick and then 30 people is just like pff, pff, shoots all in the dicks. It's just like satirizing.
I love that scene, though.
It is great.
It's not only the shooting, but after the woman's screaming and crying and oh, thank you, and he's just like, you have been the part of a horrible assault. I will contact a rape crisis center. Good day, ma'am, and walks off.
Yeah, there's no emotion there, which by the end of the film, obviously there is. But, you know, is RoboCop Murphy by the end of it, or is he still RoboCop that has, like, a hint of Murphy in him?
I mean, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Because the film does end, basically, with the head of the corporation saying, what's your name, son, or whatever. And he does say Murphy.
Yeah.
So he clearly knows who he was and, you know, he's sort of regained his humanity.
But has he come fully around and is properly Murphy, or is it just some of that memory lingers, so to speak?
I'd say he's a halfway house, isn't he? He was a man, then he was a machine, and now he is...
a cop. Like
a cyborg. He's half and half.
Sorry, I was taking the piss because of the tagline.
Oh, yeah. That went over my head then.
But the thing with RoboCop is it's really fun. It's just genuinely a fun film. It's like so over the top with everything it does. It's like, oh, look, they're doing lines. Oh, but it's, and then they're all about, like, it smells so good. And they're doing loads and loads of coke. And the guy's snorting her off this other woman's tits and everything. And it's just like, it's really over the top. Simple as, really. Oh, yeah. Like, everything is like turned up to 11.
The one thing I'll say about this film, which is total different to a lot of the films we've watched, not all, but a lot, this film is infinitely rewatchable.
Yeah.
Amazing scenes, amazing lines. It's the stuff like when you were young and you saw it, you'd be quoting it all day. You'd be saying stuff to your friends, repeating what characters have said. And no matter how long since you've seen this film, there's always some snippets that you'll be able to play in your head and remember what happened.
Yeah, even the music.
If it comes on TV, like any day, wherever you are, if you're on holiday in the middle of nowhere, you'll quite happily watch it. Even if you turn on and you're halfway through, you'll go, yeah, I'll watch the end of this.
Yeah. Another film I've done that with quite a few times recently, it's just been on TV and I'm like, oh, I'll watch this, is Terminator, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Another cracking film about a robot, which is why if you've never played it, you should play the game RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame we never got a RoboCop versus Terminator film, seeing as we did get Aliens versus Predator.
Yeah, which wasn't very good. In my opinion. Not very good films.
No. To say the two AVP films, I don't really like them. They're passable at best, but they could have been amazing. The
yeah.
stuff you could have done with them.
Such huge disappointments. Especially when some of the books have been really good.
Well, I like the old Capcom side-scrolling beat-em-up, Alien vs. Predator. I think that's amazing. I'd play that all the time.
Yeah, that's a really fun one. I've only played through once, but that's really good. So with RoboCop, right? You have Ed 209, which is kind of like the villainous full-on machine. It's not really a villain, really. It's just like fucking, just, you know, just listens to what is told when
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, it's
a very nice thing to call it. What if he thinks you're a tool? But obviously, I think one of my favorite bits with Ed 209 is when he falls down the stairs and it's making like a noise at the bottom,
yeah.
Like it's crying, like having a tantrum. I don't know why, but that's sort of what it makes me think of, a kid having a tantrum, even though it's a machine.
It's done like old-fashioned stuff, isn't it? Like it's a Ray Harryhausen type effect.
Yeah.
And I think it works well for it. I think it looks a lot better than it would if it was done with early computer sort of graphics.
Oh, definitely. Some of those films are god awful now to look back at. Even at the time, some of the stuff was bad. Like, I know it's a later film and they come out a while later, but Mortal Kombat, Reptile in that looks fucking dreadful.
Oh, yeah. I like that film, but it could have done better with more practical effects for Reptile.
Yeah. Do you know what it could have done better with? If it wasn't a 12 and they went for an 18.
Oh, yeah. If you proper had heads coming off and stuff.
The most violent bit is a bloody nose or something, and maybe Shang Tsung landing on spikes, but now generally speaking, it was quite a tame beast.
A tame film based off what kind of game it came from, yeah.
Definitely.
Although speaking of Mortal Kombat, one day we'll have to do Street Fighter the movie, because that is a... Wow, maybe that's a sight to behold.
I'll watch that again. It's amazing. That's not a good film.
But I think, is it Raul Julia, the guy that plays Bison?
Oh, he's great.
Oh, he gives like a Shakespearean performance amidst what basically across from him is a school panto.
Good analogy. I like it. Yeah, he's great in there. Shame he was ill.
Yeah, it is.
Like with RoboCop, obviously, we've touched on like some of the basic things. But there seems to be a lot of things going on in this. There's the whole corruption in corporations. The fact that corporations are taking over. The satirizing of how the world is going to become, because it's set in the future, which is probably, like, I don't know, 10 years ago now or something stupid.
Yeah.
But like some of the things... It seems to be kind of right. It's like corporations are taking over and people are getting shittier. Police are getting more brutal.
Yeah. There's definitely social commentary there dressed up in action violence and stuff.
Yeah.
And it does make the film all the more meaningful for it. It's not just a dumb action film. It does have statements to make.
Yeah, I think if it was just a dumb action film, I don't think it would be anywhere near as popular as it is, or like still have the same kind of legacy to it. I know like RoboCop 2 onwards is considered to be much lesser films, but like the original one is top notch.
I love number one, and I do have a soft spot for number two.
I do as well, to be fair.
My favourite thing in number two, I'll just say in case we never get around to that one, is where they're trying to make RoboCop 2, and the failed units are walking out, and one literally pulls its helmet off and screams and drops dead or whatever.
Gruesome. We should watch RoboCop 2 at some point, maybe in a couple of weeks or something. Yeah. Go through the entire series, RoboCop 3, and then RoboCop reboot id.
Yeah, definitely worth doing.
The thing is, right, when you have a good film like this, it's hard to talk about a lot. Like we've been going for around 18 minutes, 19 minutes, and like I don't really know what to say about this because it's a fucking great film. It has some really funny moments in there. It has some brutal moments in there. Social commentary to add along with it. It's just like, it comes to a point with certain films, it's just like the best way to, for someone, like if someone's not seen it and they list this again, oh, it sounds interesting. Best thing I can do is advise you to just go fucking watch it. It's fucking brilliant. It's just well worth a look.
There's some great actors in it giving some amazing performances. I think, you know, Peter Weller is great as Murphy and RoboCop. Kurtwood Smith, I have to say. Clarence Boddicker.
Yeah.
He is amazing, isn't he?
Yeah,
you
he
really
is.
Do believe he's a total bastard. I love that bit where he throws the guy out of the van. He goes, "Can you fly, Bobby?"
Yeah, that is great. There's some good lines in this. We'll have plenty to pick from to stick at the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's probably my favourite Can You Fly, Bobby. It's just the way he delivers it. So cold-hearted. Ronnie Cox is good in it as Dick Jones. Proper bastard. Got to love him. To the degree, I think of RoboCop so much with him. He turns up in Star Trek The Next Generation as a captain. I think it's Captain Jericho. And I was instantly like, oh, it's Captain RoboCop. It would be a dick. And he was a dick in that as well. So that's kind of how he's probably been typecast.
Captain RoboCop. That's brilliant.
Is it Daniel O'Hurley or Healy is the old man, the boss of OCP? And I'm sure he's the guy that was the old man villain in Halloween Season of the Witch. So sure. I kind of expected him to be a dick in this, and he's quite a nice man for a corporation running rich bastard.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. It's like they're trying to portray the corporation as they're not evil. There's just some evil people in there. But they're all trying to one each, like they talk about like about certain things, they all one up each other. But it's like, you know, it's like really shitty practices and shitty people. But like the other guy's like he's trying to do non-profit things. The other guy's like, yeah, your business is what you're making it, and he's obviously making money from it, so. Because he's a bastard. I think at the end of the day, RoboCop is a film that will stand up. Because at the end of the day, it's got a lot to say. And if I can say it, and it's bang on the money.
Yeah, says it, and it says it with style. And death and explosions.
I tell you what, one death I liked was the guy at the end. Right at the end. He's like, he drops a lot of metal shit girders and stuff onto RoboCop. It's like, I got him! And then fucking Lewis shoots the thing and it blows up. It's just like, fuck you, you knob.
Yeah, it's satisfying, isn't it?
It is. And thinking about it, that guy was in Dead Still, was the great grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, we've come full circle to a previous film. So, yeah. Would you, we've obviously said a lot of positive things about this film, but would you recommend this film?
Oh, definitely. This is definite. You have to see it. It's possibly a film I'd even give a 10 to. I think it is an incredible film. I just can't recommend it hard enough. Go watch. If you've not seen it, go watch RoboCop.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's got a story to say about like the way things are, the way things are becoming, as well as you know, it's got interest in that. It's got good action scenes, considering, you know, they are like a lot of it is way over the top. It's still fucking great. It's brutal. That's just good fun. And everyone needs to check it out. Even if you don't get a social commentary behind the film, like on your first watch, you've still got a really good action film to get into. And then you could like look at the other aspects another time of watching it.
Yeah, I think you get more out of it with every watch. Even when I've seen it a bunch of times, when you throw it on, something will take your eye and you go, oh, I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of the satire flew over my head when I first saw it. It was just, you know, a kick-ass robot cop exploding things and stabbing people.
Bloody RoboCop kicking people's asses. What a dick. Again, I haven't really got much else to say about the film. So this is another episode that's shorter than usual, but I genuinely think if you've never seen it, you should go out and pick it up and give it a watch, because it is a fun film with a lot to say. And I think it says more than some will give it credit for. Like, it's not just a dumb action film. It's deeper than that.
Yeah, I think back in the day, some sort of people and places tried to crap on it and make out that it was all blood and guts. And yeah, there's a lot of that, but they missed the mark. There's something special here that talks about the world around it and about the greed of corporations and where we're possibly going.
Well, I've already gone.
Oh, yeah.
Back then is where we were going. Now is more where we already are. It's been like 30 years since it came out, haven't it, roughly?
Yeah, it must be. Oof. Make me feel old.
Yeah, 30-odd years. 34 years? Something like that.
And yet we probably still couldn't build RoboCop's leg, let alone an entire RoboCop.
I know, it sucks.
Yeah, where are hoverboards and flying cars? And this future's lame compared to the one we were shown as kids.
I know. Bastards. Back to the Future has a lot to answer for.
Yes, it certainly does.
I think that is going to be us again then. Is there anything you'd like to say about the film actually before we end, or are you good?
No, I think I'm good. Just watch it. That's it. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, and I agree with that statement. Is there anything you would like to plug now before we end?
Just, you know, my YouTube channel where I'm Kerr9000 and I talk about all sorts of films and video games.
There you go, then. I'm Peds. I don't know if I said that at the beginning of the episode. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in. Thank you, Kerr, again, for taking part.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. That'll be us. We'll be back in a fortnight. Not sure what with. But yeah, catch you all soon and bye-bye.
Bye. Can you fly, Bobby?